Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm your host, Albert Morales, and this morning's conversation is with John Sindelar, Deputy Associate Administrator of GSA. Also joining us in our conversation is Peter Sobich. John, how do you envision the Office of Government-Wide Policy and GSA 5 to 10 years from now?
Well, let me start with GSA first. My vision for GSA is that within the next 5 years, we will be a more proactive organization in terms of leading agencies as they address emerging technologies and the requirements that they need to use that technology for the mission that they have. Right now, I think we're in that transition stage. GSA is run like a business, and in order to stay in business, they have to have the revenue to do that. So a lot of what we've focused on over the recent years is the value that comes in through our revenue. And, of course, the agencies, by and large, are very happy with the value add that we provide them. But I think there is an emerging technology in R&D, a new application requirement that doesn't necessarily result in revenue in the early stages of development and exploration, what I would call an R&D. And I think GSA will have to move a little more in that direction than it has in the past. Office of Government-Wide Policy, I see us in a continuing role, much as we are today, in the sense that we are the bridge between the Office of Management and Budget and the other agencies. And as a new president comes on board with their agenda and or Congress legislates some of the things that we're trying to do, there'll be a role for Office of Government-Wide Policy. Now, whether that is a standalone organization or embedded in other parts of GSA, that remains to be seen.
John, we spent a fair amount of time talking about the challenges of the line of business initiatives. What are the future plans for the LOBs, and how do you envision this initiative 5 to 10 years from now?
Well, when I was when we did a little celebratory ceremony at the end of the financial management, human resource, grants management effort last year, I mentioned to Clay Johnson, who I'm sure already thought of this long before I had, but that we've just barely scratched the surface in terms of lines of business. Because if you look at our focus, it's on the infrastructure of government, things that are common, processes that are common to all of the agencies. And so where we now have the opportunities that technology provides us, it gives us the how, then we ought to become more efficient and effective, again, by not having the same solution or the same functionality agency by agency, and that we can improve and save a considerable amount of taxpayer dollars and improve performance and the performance of the agencies by consolidating in those lines of business.
Now, in your vision for the future, can you talk a little bit about the challenges you anticipate both for GSA and the 5 eGov initiatives and maybe some ideas about how you might think to overcome them?
For GSA, I mean, I think there we have to figure a way to continue to do a revolving fund type of business where we get paid for providing the private sector know-how and our own value add. But we also have to find a way to, from a funding standpoint or authority for those funding, to do some of the research and development, or at least have a component of our fees include that in order to reach the vision that I was talking about. On the 5 eGov initiatives, our goal is to, by fiscal year 08, to have the governance structure in place and these initiatives institutionalized and integrated into the ways of doing business. So we're not here a year, 2 years later talking about the 5 eGov initiatives. They will be the way we do business. And if I look back at National Performance Review, where they almost essentially recommended GSA out of business, we had 60 various recommendations for GSA. But a lot of those recommendations became the way of doing business. And, of course, GSA is still in business today, and I would say stronger than ever.
Now, for your colleagues listening out there this morning, can you share some of the lessons learned on being managing partner for the 5 e-government initiatives and LOB?
Well, I would say that one of the lessons learned is everybody thinks they're unique. That's what's common about us all. So once you realize that, you go from that high-level picture that we all have in our minds to finding where our similarities are and realize that we're in an age, an information age, a very dangerous age where nothing is guaranteed and that we are stronger by working together in a collaborative way. And the day where we can be stronger by individual agencies pursuing their own individual interest is past. What we're doing with the line of business effort, what we're doing with eGov is not something that will go backwards. So the quicker we learn and work together to figure out how to make this work the best way we can, the better we will all be.
John, you've had an exciting and certainly challenging career. And since the advice here is free, what advice can you give to a person who's interested in a career in public service?
Come on aboard. Public service is a unique opportunity because you can get tremendous amount of responsibility early in your career. You won't be paid as well as the private sector, but you'll have more responsibility. So what you'll gain is tremendous amount of experience that will bode you well for when you do move into the private sector. And I would suggest that, unlike myself, I started out in the private sector, but only for a couple of years. I would suggest that people who want a career in public service, that they don't make it their whole career, that they get some valuable experience in public service, but also move into the commercial sector. And I think the benefits system and that is evolving will provide that, as well as the pay system. And I think the government in whole needs a policy that essentially is a lot more flow between the private sector and the public sector to gain experience in both, and which is very valuable to you as an individual.
John, that's great advice. We've reached the end of our time, and we'll have to make that our last question. First, I want to thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule today. Second, Peter and I would also like to thank you for your dedicated service to the public and our country in the various roles you've held at the Treasury Department and now as Deputy Associate Administrator at GSA.
Thank you. It's been my pleasure. I've enjoyed the conversation. And if there's anything that folks would like to know about the General Services Administration, please feel free to access us at www.gsa.gov. Thank you.
Thanks, John. This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with John Sindelar, Deputy Associate Administrator of the Office of Government-Wide Policy at GSA. Be sure to visit us on the web at www.businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's fascinating conversation. Once again, that's www.businessofgovernment.org. As you enjoy the rest of your day, please take time to remember the men and women of our armed and civil services abroad who can't hear this morning's show on how we're improving their government, but who deserve our unconditional respect and support. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Albert Morales. Thank you for listening.